Time now for a look beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra. Peter's with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. And joins us on the line now from Atlanta. Hi, Peter. How you doing?
Well, I'm making progress, Steve. And I have a novel item from Alaska, where they're trying out a new commercial product from the soft, thick fur of musk oxen. Researchers are looking into harvesting the fur of the woolly beasts as a new fur substitute. Efforts to harvest musk ox fur actually began in 1964, but they're moving closer to actual commercial ranching of musk oxen as an innovative form of Alaska livestock.
Huh, well, that's a really gigantic sheep, huh? Sounds intriguing. Hey, what else do you have?
Well, quite a few signs of early summer heat, Steve. A conference last week in Portland, Maine, drew a crowd of people that aren't normally associated with concerns about climate change. Lobstermen, seeing their catch either declining or moving north to colder water.
Yes, in fact, you used to be able to get local lobster as far south as Long Island, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, and you know what? With the summer heat also come travel headaches. Just recently, across the country in Phoenix, it literally became too hot to fly, with dozens of flights canceled. And at ground level, stronger sunlight makes smog, turning pollutants into ozone. So get ready to choke on that, Steve, as on June 6, 2017, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt delayed by a full year the enforcement of tighter ozone standards that were set under the Obama administration.
Yeah, well, gee, thanks, Peter. Hey, what do you have from the History Vault this week?
Well, you know, we talk a lot about Teddy Roosevelt as one of the greatest conservationist presidents, but 110 years ago this week, TR made what many environmental advocates consider his biggest blunder, sealing the fate of the Owens Valley in California by shipping its water hundreds of miles away to the growing city of Los Angeles. The president declared that the valley's water is, quote, 100 or 1,000-fold more important to the state and more valuable to the people as a whole if used by the city of Los Angeles rather than used by the people of the Owens Valley. And what happened then is that the valley dried up as water was diverted to serve L.A.
And so Teddy Roosevelt wrote yet another chapter in Southern California's water wars.
Yeah, he did. And decades later, a study determined that Owens Lake and the Owens River and other forfeited desert streams have become major sources of house dust for much of America.
Huh, so I can think of Teddy Roosevelt every time I have to vacuum. Peter Dykstra is with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. Thanks, Peter. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Steve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.